Ya Mustafa, the chosen one, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Mustafa, the chosen one, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد الأنبياء والمرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. My dear respected viewers of Madani Channel, we welcome you once again in this beautiful program, Al-Mustafa, the Chosen One. In this program, we talk about loving the beloved of Allah. We talk about the love of Mustafa sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sahbihi wa dhalik wa sallam. And our previous programs, we've been discussing about that what are the reasons of loving someone. And alhamdulillah, we've covered a few aspects. And today, a beautiful topic we brought for you, that is following the beloved Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. No doubt, if somebody loves someone, he tries to imitate, he tries to copy that person, he tries to be like him. These are one of the signs of loving someone. Inshallah, today we'll be talking about that what is the importance of imitating Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam's best example, his uswa hasana. How important it is for us being Muslims to follow Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sahbihi wa dhalik wa sallam. Be with us from start to end. Inshallah, you're going to increase an immense amount of knowledge today. Inshallah, azza wa jal. But before we proceed ahead, my Shaykh Tariqat, Amir of Ahl Sunnah, founder of Dawat al-Islami, founder of Madani Channel, Shaykh Tariqat, Hazrat Allama Mawlana Muhammad Ilyas Attar Qadri Damat Barakatuhum Al-Aliya, he has given us a beautiful mindset. We should make good intentions before performing any permissible task or any good deed we're going to perform. Inshallah, I make this intention that I will present this program for the pleasure of Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. So you should make this intention, you will be with us from start to end. Remember what you learn, act upon, and pass this knowledge on to others too. Insha'Allah Azza wa Jal. And you can make many more intentions to multiply your rewards. Why? But in Islamic brothers, it is the saying of the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, niyatul mu'mini khayrun min amalihi. And the famous hadith, and part of that hadith is, innama al-a'malu binniyat. Our actions are based upon our intentions. And remember, the more intentions one makes for a particular task or a good deed, alhamdulillah, his reward is multiplied accordingly. So you can make as many good intentions as possible to multiply the reward you will be gaining, inshallah, after watching this beautiful program, Al-Mustafa, the Chosen One. Let's go towards our guest, inshallah, who is Muballigh Da'wat Islami, Muhammad Wasim Abbas Al-Thani. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wasim, how are you doing? You okay?
Alhamdulillah, ala kulli hal.
How are you doing? Thank you so much once again that you have come in this beautiful program, Al-Mustafa, the Chosen One. As we have just mentioned about the introduction, the topic we have chosen today in Al-Mustafa, the Chosen One, that is following the beloved Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. First of all, I would like to ask you the very first question. What guidelines Quran itself gives us when it comes to follow Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam?
MashaAllah. First of all, regarding the topic, I think it's a beautiful topic, not only from the perspective of its importance, but also from the perspective of understanding what value it holds for our iman and how important it is for us to follow in terms of succeeding in this world as well as in the hereafter. Because many of us, unfortunately, we've deviated from the right path, which is we've deviated from the path of following the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. So it's a beautiful topic, and I would especially congratulate you upon bringing this beautiful topic where the views of Madani Channel can also understand the importance of this in our lives. And mashallah, you beautifully mentioned in your question as well that how does the Holy Quran guide us in terms of following the beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. Then one thing that we need to understand is that the Holy Quran is the kalam of Allah Ta'ala. It's the word of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is a divine book. And when it comes to this specific topic that we're discussing today, then the Holy Quran has guided us, has told us that it's not an option. We have to follow the beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. And within the Holy Quran, at many places, we've been told to follow the beloved Prophet alayhi salatu wa salam. Like in Surah Ali Imran, verse number 31, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala states, قُلْ إِن كُنْتُمْ تُحِبُّونَ اللَّهَ فَاتَّبِعُونِي يُحْبِبْكُمُ اللَّهُ وَيَغْفِرْ لَكُمْ ذُنُوبَكُمْ وَاللَّهُ غَفُورٌ رَحِيمٌ. And translation from Kanzul Iman, say you, O beloved, that O people, if you love Allah, you should obey me. So we've been told the rules over here, that if you want to love Allah, then how would this happen? How can you love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? So if you love Allah, then you should obey me. Only then Allah will love you. You love Allah, and how will Allah love you in return? If you obey me and forgive your sins. So Allah will love you and forgive your sins when you obey me. And Allah is the most forgiving, ever merciful. Now regarding this part of the verse, قُلْ إِن كُنْتُمْ تُحِبُّونَ اللَّهَ فَاتَّبِعُونِي. That, O beloved, you say that, O people, if you love Allah Almighty, then obey me. Regarding this, we come to know from this part of the verse that the claim of loving Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will only become true when we obey the beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Without obeying the beloved Prophet alayhi salatu wa sallam, our claim for loving our Lord Almighty cannot be true. So that's one thing that we learn from this beautiful verse. So if you want to prove your claim of loving Allah Almighty, then we have to adopt the obedience of the beloved Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. Furthermore, this has also been stated that the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the claim of loving Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, cannot be true without following the beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. And the one who wants to prove this claim of his, what does he need to do? He needs to adopt the obedience, the slavery of Holy Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam. So guided in the Holy Quran that you want to love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, how would this happen? This would be through obeying the beloved Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam. And there's one way, our ultimate goal is to please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, is to love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Us loving Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is one thing, but in return, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loving us is beyond anything. For example, you love your beloved, but when you come to know that your beloved also loves you, that's a separate feeling. That cannot be mentioned in words. So we've been told over here that if you love Allah, then obey the beloved Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, and then Allah will love you. So we come to know the conditions, those prerequisites that we want to prove that we love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then we need to obey Holy Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam. Then Allah Almighty will also love us and we will also be forgiven. So beautifully in this verse we've been told that what is the importance of following the beloved Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, and that by doing so what we will achieve, and by not doing so what we will miss out.
MashaAllah. Very respected viewers of Badr al-Shaykh, the Quran is telling us, SubhanAllah, that's how can Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala, how will Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala love us? Dear respected viewers of Madhavi Channel, everybody as the Mubaligh of Dawat Islam is when we want, we claim, we wish that we love Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. And everybody tries that he attains that he is able to get that status that he is beloved of Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. But Alhamdulillah, what a beautiful way forward. A simple solution is that we have to follow Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, then our claim will be left behind, right? That we say that we love Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala, rather Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala will make us, insha'Allah Azza wa Jal, beloved, insha'Allah Azza wa Jal. And Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala will love us. And what is the solution? What is way forward? Loving the beloved Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, and doing ita'at of Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, following the commands of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Wherever Allah tabarak wa ta'ala mentioned that you have to follow my commands, he also mentioned Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam's commands to follow, because ita'at of Mustafa sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, following Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, is actually the ita'at of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, is actually the obedience of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. If you're obeying Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, that means you are obeying Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Why? Because it has been mentioned in Quran, and obey Allah and His noble Rasul if you have faith. So dear respected viewers of Badr Channel, Quran is saying that if you possess Iman, if you possess faith in your heart, then definitely you will follow Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. You will do ittiba' of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and you will do ata'at of Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ittiba' and ata'at, there's a little bit difference. Ittiba' is when you follow completely exactly what Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam did, and ata'at is that you follow the command, you follow the hukam of Mustafa sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, which is actually the hukam of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, which is actually that you are doing the ata'at of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. You're following the commandments of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. So this is what, dear respected viewers of Madani Channel, Quran is explaining us, telling us that if you want to love Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, rather you should follow Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala wa sallam. Allah tabarak wa ta'ala himself will love you. So very simple, straightforward, that we need to obey Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sahbihi wa barik wa sallam. The respected viewers of Madani Channel, Sahaba Ikram, when they heard these ayahs of Quran, when they learned from Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, and they used to do ittiba of Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, they would do ata'at of Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and every possible act they would try to imitate Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. They would try to copy Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Aka Kareem alayhi salatu wa sallam, they consecutively started fasting. Allahu Akbar. Sahaba ikram, they started imitating Mustafa sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Allahu Akbar. Dear respected viewers of Madani Channel, do you know that what was the state of their weakness? That they had to lean on the walls to come. They went so weak because of this consecutive fasting. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asked, what has happened to you? Why you've gone so weak? Sahaba ikram alayhi wa sallam said, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we saw you fasting consecutive days. And we also started imitating you. We also started fasting. That's the reason. Allahu Akbar. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam said, Ayyukum misli. Who is like me amongst you? Allahu Akbar. Dear respected viewers of Madani Channel, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Allah tabarak wa ta'ala himself feeds me. But look at this beauty of Sahaba Ikram's faith, that they used to imitate each and everything they would see Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam doing this. They would start imitating, they would start copying Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. They would start following Mustafa sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. This was the ittiba. This was the ittiba of Sahaba al-Kiram they used to do when it came to follow Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And when it came to obey Aka Kareem alayhi salatu wa sallam, they would listen and hear each and every command commanded by Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam.